Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. Welcome to another uplifting episode of the Winning Everyday podcast, where we empower your spirit and fuel your purpose every single day. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Whether you're getting ready for work, heading out for school, or taking a moment for devotion, you're in the right place because God has something special for you. So grab your coffee, settle your heart, and let's lean in. Today's devotional is titled Using Your Gifts to Serve, and our Bible text is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Years ago, Dr. Ben Carson, the world-renowned neurosurgeon, was invited to speak at a youth leadership event. During his speech, he shared how he struggled as a young boy, raised by a single mother, failing in school with anger issues. But one day, his mother, who had very little education herself, told him, "You're not stupid. You just haven't tapped into your gift yet." She began making him read books instead of watching TV. Over time, Ben discovered a sharp memory and a deep love for science. That gift, once buried under struggle and self-doubt, became the very tool God used to make him the first surgeon to successfully separate conjoined twins at the head. What if Dr. Carson had never discovered his gift? What if he'd never used it to serve others? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." Did you catch that? God has given each of us gifts, not for show, not to boast, but to serve. What are your gifts? Is it teaching, organizing, encouraging, writing, designing, cooking, or just being a great listener? Too often, we downplay our gifts, thinking they're not spiritual enough. But Romans 12, verse 6 to 8 reminds us that we have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. And whether it's prophesying, serving, giving, or leading, all are valuable. Maybe you think, "I'm not talented enough to make an impact." Let me tell you today, God doesn't make extras. He creates purposefully. Remember Moses. He said, "Lord, I'm slow of speech." But God replied, "Who gave human beings their mouths?" Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. You may feel unqualified, but God qualifies those he calls. You're not empty. You're equipped. Listen, family, your gift might just be the answer to someone else's prayer. Someone needs what you carry. The world doesn't need more copies. It needs you the way God made you. Can I ask you to pause and reflect? How are you using your gifts today? Have you hidden them because of fear, comparison, or past failure? God wants to ignite those gifts in you again. Today, make a decision to identify one gift you have and use it to serve someone. Could be helping a coworker, mentoring a teen, encouraging a friend, writing that blog, or volunteering your time. You never know whose life you might change simply by showing up with your gift. Says this with me. Today, I embrace my God-given gifts. I am equipped, empowered, and positioned to be a blessing. I will not hide my light. I will serve others with joy, knowing my gift is part of God's plan to impact the world. I am a steward of grace, winning every day by walking in purpose. Say that again if you can. It's your spiritual energy boost for today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the beautiful gifts you've placed within each of us. Thank you for reminding us today that our gifts are not for hiding, but for helping. Rekindle in us a desire to serve others selflessly. Remove fear, comparison, and doubt. Let everyone listening walk boldly in their calling today, making a difference no matter how small it seems. Bless their day, open doors, and fill their hearts with joy as they serve. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this touched you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone you love. Let's spread purpose, ignite gifts, and build a community of people who serve others with joy. And remember, you're not just surviving this day, you're winning every day. Until next time, stay faithful, stay gifted, and stay winning.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.